It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's Dial-A-Doc time here this morning from FHN. And we're talking about a food fight against cancer. We have Hillary Jordan, the giving coordinator, together with the executive director of the FHN Foundation, Tanya Meyer, with us here today. Hey, Tanya. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being here. Tanya, you're the executive director of the FHN Foundation. Tell us a little bit about your role that the role that the foundation plays at FHN.
Sure. Well, the FHN Foundation is here really to support the patients and the staff at FHN. Our job is to help buy equipment, help with renovations, help with education, to give our employees the best tools that we can so they can serve our patients the best we can.
All right. Now, there's going to be a really fun fundraiser that's coming up very soon. Hillary Jordan is there with you here today. Hillary, can you tell us about this fundraiser that's coming up?
Yes. FHN is hosting the third annual Food Fight Against Cancer. It's going to be on Friday, April 5th from 6 to 10 p.m. at our Grand River Hall here in Freeport, Illinois. This is an evening filled with lots of great local food and live music, all while supporting the FHN Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center. There is a cash par also provided by the Grand River Hall. Also, this year we have added a fun twist to our food fight. We gave it a theme, the colors of cancer. So we are inviting guests to wear clothes that represent the ribbon or the ribbon colors of cancer that has touched someone in their life. For example, guests can wear periwinkle for stomach cancer, or they can wear white for lung cancer.
All right. And Hillary, how much are tickets?
So it is $35 for one ticket, or you can purchase two tickets for $65. And tickets can be purchased at the FHN Foundation, which is located in the Freeport Memorial Hospital, or you can purchase at the door the night of the event or online at fhn.org/foundation.
We're talking with Hillary Jordan, the campaign coordinator. And what about, I understand people are bringing taste treats. Who's bringing the taste treats?
Yes, we have 9 local restaurants and caterers participating this year, including Hilldale Deli, Logan's Bar and Grill, Rafters, This Is a Eatery, Rosati's, Canova's, Cafe 217, Wrapped with Smoke Barbecue, and Benchwarmers.
We're talking with Tanya Meyer, executive director of the FHN Foundation, and Hillary Jordan as well, the campaign coordinator. And Tanya, what about the musical entertainment? I understand a great local band. Tell us about it.
Yes. So the band is called Distilled Acoustic Jam, and they call themselves Distilled because they say you take music and you distill it down to reveal the most important elements. So they have a great time with their show. It's sing along, laugh with friends. They don't really come in with a set. They kind of play to the audience, see what people want, and have a good time. They really have an interactive show. They used to be, they are part of a band out of Rockford called Audio Drive, which does a lot of 70s, 80s, 90s rock. I've heard them do a lot of great foreigner music, but this is just half the band, so it's going to be their lead guitar and their vocals, and they're really going to do a great sing-along, and it's an acoustic jam, they're calling it.
All right, okay. Now, this was held last year. I was there, saw you, talked to you, and what did all the attendees say about last year's event?
They said a lot of food. There, even though we don't serve a full meal, for your $35, you're going to leave with a full belly. These caterers really go all out. We're asking them to compete against each other to show off some of their favorite dishes. We're going to have an award this year to and some secret judges out there tasting. But there's a ton of food, a lot of music, and it's really a great girls' night out, date night to hear some awesome music, have some great food, and help support cancer here in our community.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people. It was great to talk to them, and there was great music last year as well. Proceeds from the event go to support the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. Tell us a little bit about the Cancer Center.
Sure. The Cancer Center, which is located right here on our campus, it's close to home. It's a great place to go if you unfortunately have to have radiation or chemotherapy. It's great because your family can be close by and support the event. They need a lot of equipment over there, and it's expensive. We always say anything that the Cancer Center requests are high-dollar value items. We had to do a software update to the radiation machine this past year. That's called the Linear Accelerator. The software update alone was over $99,000, nearly $100,000. So anything they do is expensive, and that's where we come in, and we try and help alleviate some of the bottom line by using the gifts from our community and those who support the Cancer Center to help pay for those upgrades.
And Tanya, what other types of support does the foundation provide to FHN?
Sure, and we're here in a lot of ways to help with equipment purchases. Obviously, if FHN needs equipment upgrades to keep them state-of-the-art, they're going to buy it. But sometimes there are some things that maybe are more needs and wants, but it really will help us compete more in the market than we step in. This last year, we helped update our stress test machines so that our stress test, the computers could talk to our software quicker, and that way we could get results to our cardiologist faster. We again upgraded the radiation machine over in the cancer center. We purchased a new surgery table for our orthopedics department for the surgery upstairs so they could do hip replacements from the front instead of from the back. That surgery table alone was $79,000. It's really a cool looking piece of machinery, but hopefully you don't have to ever see it firsthand. But that's really what we're here to help with equipment upgrades. We've put in new flooring. We've updated furniture and waiting areas to try and keep the patient experience good. So we're around here to support FHN best we can.
We're talking with this is the FHN Dialadoc program, talking to the executive director of the FHN Foundation, Tanya Meyer, together with Hillary Jordan, the campaign coordinator as well. And Hillary, remind us again of the date, the time, and the location of the Food Fight Against Cancer and how people can purchase tickets.
The Food Fight Against Cancer, again, is on Friday, April 5th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Grand River Hall in Freeport, Illinois. If you would like to know more information about the event or make a donation or purchase tickets, you can do so online at our website at fhn.org-foundation.
And how can people find out more information?
Yes, you can visit our website. It's fhn.org-foundation. Or you can call the FHN Foundation at 815-599-6900 or on our Facebook webpage.
All right, there we go. Thank you, ladies. Hillary Jordan here today, together with Tanya Meyer here this morning. And that is today the FHN Dialadoc program, preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.